Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about beauty space and being an influencer within that space. My name is Robert Welsh.
And I'm James Welsh. Hi.
And that's James Welsh. How have you been, James?
Fine, just plodding along as per usual.
Yeah, just doing a plod.
Yeah, just doing a plod. We mentioned that we had a lot of events this month, and but by the time this pod comes out, we would have done our last February event, which I'm hoping is going to be a good one.
Yeah, I hope it'll be good.
Or bad.
My favourite thing about events, and not because I hate going to events, but I love like it finishing and then having food afterwards.
Yeah, my favorite thing is going to a hotel, getting ready, doing what we need to do there, but then being like, oh, it's time to go. Now I can see what's on Deliveroo.
Now I can see what's in my area. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. best thing. Taking off our platforms.
Oh, dear. So, no one can see us, but we're being funny.
Yeah, we're being so funny behind the scenes.
What was I going to say to you? Can I just, there was, one second, sorry. There was something
where
over
you going?
Here. Just over here. There was something that like sparked my interest and I want to talk about it. Now I can't remember.
Oh, cool.
Did I tell you? This is what I was going to, did I tell you I had a phone call with like someone who scammed, like who was scamming?
No.
I asked them to call me. Oh my god, so you know on YouTube when you have those, those and I tried to record it but it didn't work. So you know on YouTube, right, on especially on if you have like, I don't know, you don't even need that many subscribers, but you'll post a video and then you go through your comments and there's somebody who's like taking your profile picture and your name and they're like, they pretend to be you and they're like, thank you so much for your comment. You've inspired me. Message me on WhatsApp or what's that app called? Telegram.
Telegram.
And because you've won a prize and it's not you. Mm-hmm. And people were to click on your profile, they would see it's not you. So I messaged one of them on Telegram because somebody messaged me a screenshot. And I was like, they've asked me to is this you? And I was like, no, it's not me. So I messaged the number and I was like, hey, I've won your giveaway. Thank you so much.
Oh.
We got into this whole conversation, everything like that. And then I sent them a video clip of me being like, just so you know this is a scam. And I can't remember, I was why do you do this? Like, what's the thing, you know? And they asked me, and then I was like, I'm going to make a video on it because I wanted to make this whole video about these scams and my conversation. So I screen recorded all of this, but none of the sound is on the screen recording, which is annoying. Mm. Even the phone call. And then they panicked a little bit. I was like, cool, let me call you. So they called me on this Telegram app and they were like, please don't. And then they were like, give us money then. I was like, wait, for what? Like, yeah, send us money and we'll stop. I was like, I'm not sending you money so you can stop scamming, a very obvious scam. Like, that's ridiculous. And I was like, I'm just going to, I'm recording this phone call. I'm going to expose everything you're doing. And then they got really, like, violent. I was like, I know where you live. And I was like, tell me where I live. Tell me my address. I'm like, no. And I was like, yeah, no, tell me where I live. And he couldn't do it. And he was like, I'm going to come and find you. I was like, okay, tell me my address. Like, what does it start with? Tell me. And they couldn't do anything. But he got so angry and so, like, violent because I wouldn't send him money. Mm. It was the weirdest situation ever. And I'll do it again and I'll try and record. Because it's like a lot of people doing it. It can't just be one person.
Yeah. I love it when they get angry.
Yeah.
I always watch the other ones where they like scam, they like hack into the scammers' webcams and stuff. Mm. And then they get really angry with them. It's like, I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
It's so weird. It is so weird. Listen, talking about scamming people, is there anything you've been loving this week?
Yeah, listen. So zinc sunscreens, always heavy white cast, right? They're horrible. But I do think my rosacea prone skin enjoys them a lot more. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That really hurt my neck.
So there's a brand called Dr. G, a famous Korean brand. And they do Dr. What? Sunscreen. Dr. G, Robert G.
Oh, sorry, the phone crackled up. Sorry, everyone, we're on FaceTime.
Dr. G. And there's this sunscreen called Nice Birdie. And there's a real trend in South Korea at the moment for doing golfing. And I don't know why. I don't know where it's coming from.
As like an aesthetic or as an actual activity?
People are doing it. I think as a mix of both. No, like it's just a sport that's picked up. I mean, some people do, I feel.
Yeah,
just kind of made for that because it's, they say it's sweat and oil resistant.
That's a golf term.
Birdie. Yes. Yeah, Robert, I'm trying to explain that it's made for golfers. And the description says it's even sand resistant and will even, and oil and will, what? And will even sand up to the 18th hole without crumbling.
So, like, you'll go this whole day and it will still be on your face. 18th hole, I guess it takes time to get there. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know sport, but basically for me, no white cast whatsoever goes on beautifully and keeps you matte, but still a little bit glowy, but you're still matte to touch. And then the more you reapply it, the more it kind of seeps up oils and grizziness. I really, really like it. If you struggle with zinc sunscreens and you have like a fair to like medium skin tone, I think you'll enjoy that one.
Nice. No,
how about you? You've been loving.
Mine is a brush this week, and we actually were gifted these. We went to an event talking about events with It Cosmetics, and we were gifted their new CC cream, which is really nice, and this brush to go with it. And I've owned this brush before, and if you're familiar with It Cosmetics, you know their double-sided brush. One side is like a bigger, kind of like denser, powdery looking brush, and the other side is a smaller version of that, a denser, more maybe more for concealer, but it's definitely more for foundation and concealer. It's a double-sided brush, so I'm not usually a fan of them because I'm like, how do I store this, you know? It just has to lay flat on top of everything. But it's a really, really nice brush. It's called the All Over Heavenly Luxe Complexion Brush, and one side is all over, one side is conceal, but it's really, the way it applies foundation is so smooth and the brush is so soft, and it's not like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, James, but with some brushes, you can almost get like this sudden bump, like this jump, like a jilt, if that makes sense. When you're buffing out foundation, you can be doing like a nice smooth movement and occasionally you'll get this like, oh, like a little boop on the skin. No, I swear. it happens when you do like your blush and stuff like that. You kind of get this like, it's like, oh, you know, it almost like doesn't, I don't know how to describe it, but the brush is just really soft and really smooth. And the way it applied, I've used it with a few different foundations now, the way it's applied every foundation has just been incredible. And I love powder brushes to apply foundation. So to have a brush that's like this shape purposely for like all over complexion, it's a good brush. Everyone's probably seen it around and maybe questioned it, but it's a really nice brush.
Oh, cool. Okay.
How about you? Oh, wait, you've done yours to sunscreen.
I've done mine.
The golf tournaments.
Yeah. Everyone's doing golf.
Yeah.
Are you doing this one? Are you presenting this one? I've instantly forgot.
Oh, is it me? Yeah, no, it is me. You're right.
Know.
Yeah, it is me. No, okay. Sorry. We're honestly a mess today. It's because we've just come in from the golf fields.
Yes, birdie. We just did a good birdie.
Yeah, the golf pitch. So listen, let's take a break so we can take off our golf hats. And we'll see you in a few moments.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
And we're back. Wow. So relatable, that advert.
That reminded me of all the times.
Yeah, I think I might have said this before, but if it's for Emma mattress, don't buy one. Anyway.
Have you had an Emma mattress?
Oh, I hate it so much. It's our mattress now, and we're just like, we need to change it.
Oh, no.
It's like, it's molded so much to our shapes that there's like a hill in the middle and we can't roll up that hill. You know what I mean? And like, if you were to like lean on it slightly, you kind of have to support yourself with the other hand on the other, like holding yourself.
Oh,
it's
no.
Terrible. It's so awful. Sicky times. Are you all right? You're feeling a bit sicky. We're going to talk about some products that we think are, or just things that are essential for those sick days. You okay?
Yeah, sicky, a bit sicky poorly.
I just spat. Oh. It's because I'm sick actually as we're recording this.
Yeah.
And if you're like, that was a month ago, no, it's still the same day.
It's still the same recording. Yeah. Right, listen, let me start with this one because these were a sickie day essential game changer. And these are those heated eye masks that you get from like Japan.
Lush.
And you get them from Space NK. And they're, you just open them up. They're kind of like a very soft, cottony paper. You hook them over your ears and they're just like those heat pads, like the hand ones that just heat up over your eyes. And you know when you're sick and your eyes sting and they burn, or you've just had a long day looking at screens and you need that kind of like soothing on your eyes, it's so nice to put on and like just go to bed or just like relax and have a nap and like really just like soothe you. A lot of them also smell like things that I don't usually like lavender.
Like lavender. Oh, I love them ones. Yeah.
I don't usually like it, but it like it's really quite comforting.
Yeah, they call them like steam eye masks, don't they? Although like no steam actually comes off it.
Yeah,
but they're so nice. They're just like really relaxing, and you kind of feel your eyeballs like, I don't know. Like, you know, when they're sore, you kind of feel them like getting a bit unsore. You know, when you stretch and you feel a muscle like ache, but it aches out. You know what I mean? Like the pain goes. It's like that in your eyes. I love them. I always get when I'm sick. I call it like warm eyes. My eyes get warm.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then you can, and it usually comes with like hot nose breath as well.
Yeah, so
like,
you get under between the top lip and under the nose, gets really warm as well.
Yeah. It's bad.
They also do like patches that you stick on your body, and they're not like over the top, like those really thick ones you get from like deep heat and stuff, where it's like, oh, it barely sticks to my skin. They, let me tell you, when you get like IBS spasms, and or like your IBS flare up, and the next day you feel like you've been punched in the gut like 50 million times, putting one of those, the heat patch ones, versions of those, on the bottom middle of your back is so, it's such a relief. It's such a nice, and you know, it's the same, people do it a lot with like period pains and stuff like that. So like we're teaching people how to suck eggs, but it's just like, even with IBS, it's a really nice feeling.
Yeah, agreed.
So my first one, this is a bit of, I'm going to talk about shmoo mouth. When, you know, when you've been sick all day and all you do is lay on the sofa and you're a little bit gross, maybe you have really bad BO and, you know, your hair's a mess. You don't care though because you're sick. You've been under a blanket all day. Some parts of your bottoms of your feet are moist.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. There's nothing worse for me than at the end of the day, you've gone from one like temporary bed, which is a sofa, then into a normal bed. So if you can kind of manage it, I do like to have like a before bed like refresh. And one of the things, like, I don't do anything else. I won't wash my face. I won't do anything like that. I probably wouldn't even shower because the thought of getting in the shower and coming out and being cold is just horrendous. And I'll change my bed sheets the next day. But I like to like just brush my teeth, get that all done, the bit of mouthwash. But then I also really like to exfoliate my lips because I feel like you get what I call shmoo mouth, where it's like you get all like, oh, in the corners of your mouth and on the inside, you're dehydrated, you're not very well. So one of my like essentials would be a lip exfoliator, and especially the Makeup by Mario one, because it's not that messy, sugary one where it's chunks of sugar and it falls everywhere and you have to wipe it out your chin or your clothes or your beard. It's just like a really fine, almost sand-like, but not as harsh texture.
More like a buffer kind of thing.
More like a buffer.
Like a clumpy...
James, more like a buffer, and you can really do, and you can really get in those like shmooey areas, you know, like up in the corners of the mouth or on that thing, and then just wipe away with a cloth or water and it's done. That's a fresh mouth. Your mouth is now fresh, you know what I mean? And you just feel one of your orifices is now fresh, you know what I mean? Yeah,
you can go to bed and not smell your own day breath.
Smell your own but you can, also, you know, pop on one of those eye masks, fresh, two orifices freshed.
So I have something actually to kind of put on top of that one. Before evening shmoo mouth cleansing, when I'm in my temporary sickie bed, I get really dry lips, first of all. I don't know what it is. You just feel dehydrated, even though you're trying to drink as much water as possible. Then you get shmooey, right? So what I like to do is I always have spray can water and a lip mask, right? And I will always refresh my face with a spray can water because it makes you feel just fresher and your area fresh. And it kind of gives you a moment to like breathe. And kind of, even if your nose is all bunged up, you can still kind of like take in some of that freshness for your mouth, you know? And it's just, and then on top of that, just a lip mask, but like really thick. Because one thing I always do when I'm sick is lick my lips and bite them. Because
I think that's what it is. Yeah. You're trying to like, it's just all gross in that one area, isn't it?
Yeah. So put a really thick lip mask, and it's going to like stop you from doing that. But also it's going to like soften your lips. So then when you go to exfoliate your lips, you can wipe that off with a cloth.
Everything comes off.
All that dead skin, everything comes off. And then you can use that buffer.
Yeah.
Or shmoo it away. And oh, it's just great. And then honestly, whenever you just feel like a bit shit, spray water everywhere. Evian can water.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Robert, it's lash.
Listen, we've spoken about this before, but listen, if you ever feel yourself becoming sick, immediately grab a spoon, a big metal spoon, and shove it in the fridge. This is my next item.
So confusing. Okay.
So I just love a cold spoon. It's the best. Have you ever had a really horrible headache and just found a cold surface and just laid on that cold surface with your head for a few minutes?
Just, I have never, ever done that in my whole life.
Have you? Are you kidding? So the other week, I had the most horrendous... When I get sick, right, my neck tenses up. I get headaches. I don't help myself because I'll sleep in uncomfortable positions because it's just how I fall asleep. And I walked into my kitchen and I touched the countertops, which I think is some kind of like fake marble. And it was so cold. And I just like just pressed my forehead and I just laid there for ages because it felt so like relieving.
Cold compress.
James, put a spoon in the fridge. You can hold it around your eyes. Exactly. Like opposite to this heat, which is like quite nice at night when you're trying to sleep. Hold that spoon like the rounded side. I mean, not if it's like free. Don't whack it in a freezer. Like just roll it around the under eye area really gently, above the brow bone or even around the brows. I really like to do as well. The temple, this whole eye area here, you know, we get so congested in that area, but I feel like we hold a lot of tension around our eyebrows. If you squeeze your eyebrow now, if you were to squeeze your eyebrows now, like quite hard, you'd probably feel like a lot of tension there and you would feel it like kind of loosen up a little bit, and it's that nice kind of pain where it's like it really hurts, but actually it's really relieving.
Is that a form of acupuncture? No, what's it called?
Maybe. Pressure points. Yeah. Pressure yeah. Points. And let me tell you, James, nothing like a cold spoon. You've got that rounded edge, and then you've got that like pointed edge at the end that you can like press into like the eye air. So good. Cold
Listen,
spoon
if
in
you
the
want
fridge.
An exact product, the Satu Beauty Gua Sha, it's stainless steel and it's always cold, whether you keep it in the fridge or not.
That's so true.
One day you forget it and you're in a pinch and you're like, oh my God, I didn't put a spoon in the fridge like I was told to. Grab your stainless steel Gua Sha and bite your countertops yeah. are, in fact, real marble, by the way.
Oh, are they? Oh, that's not good yeah. to know.
You can tell it's cold. They're cold. Made of marble.
That's what I don't use a kitchen, so the only thing I use was migraine relief.
yeah. To go and lay in. But we were just literally talking about that. You can get those sticky cold patches. You know the hot ones? You can get cold versions of those, can't you? They were always got babies.
I had some headache ones, and they were actually really good. The only thing I find with them is because I'm gleazy on my forehead. Lose stick really quickly. But you know what doesn't lose stick on me is a cold spoon.
A cold spoon.
Yeah. I just lay on it. Honestly, cold spoon. Even if you're not even sick, right? Go and put a spoon in the fridge, and at the end of the workday, just roll that thing around your face, and you'll be like, oh my God, I wish I knew this before.
Yeah,
people are doing it. Oldest job in the world, cold spoons.
Yes.
People have been doing it since the beginning of time.
Since cave times. You can get from like someone like Amazon those jelly masks that you put in the fridge and you just pop them on your face and it's like a whole sheet mask of cold.
Yeah, that's true. You can. But yeah, I like the pressure from a spoon too. Right. Put one of those on and push around with a spoon.
Yeah. No, cool. So speaking of headaches, one thing I always do when I'm sick is this.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm laying down, I will hold I'll put my hand through my hair and I'll kind of like grab into my hair. I'll be laying down or like, I'm always like, I've got a hood up or I've got a hat on or I've got a blanket around my head. And I get hat hair, whatever happens, even if I'm not wearing a hat, like it smells like it's been in a hat all day.
Oh yeah. I mean, expect to have stinking hair and a stinking mouth if you're sick.
It's trading.
It's just how it is.
Yeah, it gets like its own atmosphere and like a heat comes off it for some reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dry shampoo. Just don't get up because people was like, you know what, have a shower, you'll feel better.
No, fuck it. Don't. For who?
Get
for
in a
who?
Shower.
Exactly.
Who are you showering for?
Yeah.
Come out and be cold again. No. Shmoo mouth lip exfoliation. Done. Refresh the air with some water around you.
Yeah.
A lip mask, dry shampoo. You've just had yourself a fake shower. And having like less greasy hair always makes you feel better.
100%.
Having it feeling like it's dry and soft and makes you feel better. And it's always nicely slightly parfumed. So you smell decent as well. I guess in a sense, it is kind of that thing where like you're covering the smell of decay with roses. But like at least like you feel better and you look as good.
But
as
hopefully you don't smell that bad just because you have a cold. Otherwise you need to go see a dentist or a doctor.
No. But like that's if like nowadays colds last like what, like a week. When you get a cold, you're out for like days, right?
Oh yeah.
So if you do have the luxury of like phoning in sick or not having to be in physical work, dry shampoo, do that Zoom meeting with your lip balm on and your dry shampoo.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel a lot better. For me, it's more about just feeling a bit more
exactly.
acceptable.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Okay, James, let's be real for a moment. A lot of people, and I learned this right when I was on Twitch. So for those of you who don't know, Twitch is when you like basically live stream you playing a game or doing something live. And I was talking to people on Twitch. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and we were playing Disney Dreamlight Valley. And we got into this conversation about irritable bowel syndrome. And like how many people actually have it and how many people get bad stomachs quite easy. And I was telling people about my mixture of what I do before I'm going to eat like dairy or garlic, which is like a trigger for me or something like that. And peppermint oil tablets from a health food place in the UK, we have Holland and Barrett, are the most incredible things. Peppermint has absolutely and this isn't dietary advice or doctor advice, but for me personally, it's kind of like transformed my you know, irritable bowel situation, peppermint tea, pure peppermint tea, and peppermint capsules, but also lactase, which I think is, it's not lactaid. Lactase is the, I believe it's the thing that helps you digest lactose.
Yes. Or yeah.
Something like that. So listen, all of us out there with IBS, we know that we like to still eat the things that bother us.
We ignore it.
We ignore it. I'm not going to let it ruin my life and my spoons. So I would always be prepared. I'd take 2 peppermint tablets, 2 lactase enzymes, and then eat whatever the fuck I want. Eat it straight after peppermint tea. Done. Absolutely fine. Completely fine.
We have peppermint tea and then you eat crap.
No, peppermint tea after I've eaten. So the four tablets before, which are all natural tablets. They're not like anything, you know, that doesn't exist. Wait, peppermint doesn't exist in your body.
it's nothing your body is not growing naturally.
But you know, it's nothing, it's all natural stuff. It's nothing that's gonna hurt you really. But you might go for a really cold poo if you eat a lot of peppermint. Anyway.
This is my problem. Yeah. Very bad minty bum hole. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But then, so those 4 tablets, eat and then peppermint tea afterwards. I prefer the one from T2, which is like a really pure kind of peppermint tea, just straight up peppermint. Really beautiful. However, if you forgot to do this, we all know having a bad stomach isn't the best experience, especially when it... Listen, don't be prudes. We all poo. When it comes to wiping after you go to the toilet, if you don't have a bidet, there's this brand called Wipe. I think we spoke about it before. Mm-hmm. W-Y-P-E, I believe it's spelled. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like, imagine hand sanitizer, but for your bum.
For your poo bum.
For your poo bum. Yeah. So if you don't have wipes, and let's be real, wipes are quite damaging anyway, you squirt this onto like tissue, and it's not sanitized in a way where it smells like alcohol. I'm like more of a texture. You kind of mush it around in the toilet paper, and then just wipe. It's really clean, really nice. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't sting. It doesn't do any of that. Mm-hmm. It's just really gentle on your poor bum.
I cannot go back to using normal toilet roll. I've not used normal toilet roll for possibly 5 years now. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
You're a wipes gal.
Before I knew that wipes were doing, you know, like that wipe monster in drains that they create, I was using wipes all the time. But now I use wipe as in the other brands' variations of it. And they usually come with cute travel versions just because I feel cleaner and fresher. I do wish I had a Japanese toilet or a bidet.
Who doesn't?
But listen, once you go wipe, you never go back.
You never go back. Listen, another orifice, clean, refreshed.
Everything, every hole, your eye holes, your mouth, your anus, your minty anus.
Your poor bum bum.
Poor bum, all sorted for your sickie days.
And that'll be good for, you know, I know a lot of people have children. I used to have a sore bum when I was a child for some reason. Wait, do you? Why do children always have nappy rashes?
Because you were wearing nappies and they gave you a rash.
Oh, I probably don't remember back then. I don't know. I don't know what kids do. I'm just assuming I would have done back then.
I think you were just trying to find a link between being personable and wiping your bum.
Maybe your bum's always cut. I don't know.
Okay, I think that's it.
Okay, yeah. So listen, those are a few things. If you're not feeling good, whether it's diarrhea, just a cold. Maybe you're just feeling under the weather, because let's face it, we can go through any season of a year and not feel good. Hay fever, cold.
Oh, hang on, can I just say something?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you don't get a cold from being cold.
I think it doesn't help, right?
I know, but I thought you catch a cold because you are once colder than you should have been. Let's move on.
You
no, don't worry.
At a cold is like a virus.
At the end
almost.
Of the day.
Wait, no, wait,
at
wait,
the
wait.
End of the day, it doesn't.
Let's circle
matter.
Back. Let's circle back.
We're all.
Let's
human.
Circle back. You thought that you get cold just because you were too cold at one point.
How do you mean? In what way? Sorry.
So you. you just said that if you get a cold because you are cold. Because you became really cold.
Because it became too cold.
Not because it was like a virus.
No. the end of the day, we're all learning.
Well, I've never been so ashamed to be in this family.
Listen, I grew up on Neopets, not the real life, so I don't know things like this. Can we please
My life was Neopets and Tamagotchis and nappy rashes and up to the age of 10.
And now it's minty bum holes and bumhouses. Okay, let's finish.
Okay, we're done. We're done talking about that. Anyway, listen. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to know more, if you want more makeup content, you can follow me, Robert Welsh, on YouTube, or Robert WLSH on Instagram.
And you can follow me, James_S_Welsh on Instagram and TikTok, and Neophyte Nails over on YouTube, and just James Welsh. Give me a Google. See what comes up.
But don't look too far. Thank you so much again. And we will see you in a few weeks' time. Cattle of weeks.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.